You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena, Tim Batt.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
It's not a Thursday if anyone's freaking out.
Yeah, and I'm in studio.
You're in studio, in person.
Like the old days. back before we had the internet.
Yeah, back before the internet, back before the pandemic. It's nice to see you.
It's so good to be here. Great to see you both.
It's been a hot minute, and we've also got Guy Montgomery in the studio. Kia ora, Guy. How are you?
I'm good too, thanks. It's nice to be part of the conversation.
I'll listen
to the media bat and I'll be yelling, saying, I could say something here. And now, finally, I can insert myself as I see fit.
Fantastic. That's what we like to hear. We are here to talk about a show that you have curated, Tim. It's called One Off Fest, put together with 100% Good. Tell us a wee bit about it. What is this evening that we're going to be diving into?
It's a beautiful thing that comes from humble, sad beginnings, because the genesis of this was the fact that earlier this year we had to make the heartbreaking decision to not do the comedy festival in New Zealand because of the disease, you see.
And the coronavirus.
It was too risky. And so that would be happening right now in the month of May. It isn't. I don't know if anyone noticed. It's not happening
right now. It's not been such a funny month.
That's right. So as a result, Q Theatre, this beautiful, illustrious Central City Theatre that we have, had some free slots, which were going to be occupied by the Comedy Festival. And my friend Anthony Metcalf, who some people might know, was talking to them, and they were like, do you want to grab the biggest room in there for a pretty good price and put a show on?
Amazing.
And I was like, hell yeah, brother. So we've programmed this evening of fantastic comedians and bands to play. It's only $35. Let me throw some names at you before we...
Well, just before you continue, it's important to note that the comedians and bands are playing sequentially, so they're not going to be doing it all at the same time, because it's just too difficult to discern who's saying what, and it can be very distracting.
Is a drum fill for punctuation of a joke, or is it actually just in the song? It's a lot going on.
I do run that show as well, though, and we have the drummer on stage while the comedians are doing their
thing. Which is very good time as well. Different energies, though.
We've got Guy Montgomery, we've got Two Hearts, which is Laura Daniel and Joseph Moore, and we've got Paul Williams, who people might know from Taskmaster, we've got Courtney Dawson, we've got Keegan Govind, we've got Dick Move, Lips are playing.
Oh.
DJ Matthew Crawley. It's gonna be tremendous. I'm gonna host the thing.
That'll be very fun.
And it's going to be about a 3-hour show of insanely good times. It's pretty reasonably priced. And best bit is, if you're like unable to attend or you're outside of Auckland or whatever, we're live streaming it as well. So you can buy a little live stream ticket.
You are the king of live streams. I've said this before and I will say it again. You've been very good at it over the pandemic, but also you've helped out. You helped out with the Girls Rock live stream. You're sort of a generous live streamer. And this is a very generous price, $15 if you want to tune in from home, which is... nothing. Less than two beers.
You can we'll leave it open for a little bit, so you don't have to. You should watch it live, because that's the magic, right?
Absolutely.
But then you can watch it a little bit after as well. How do you feel about being live streamed, Guy?
Oh, I'm very comfortable with it.
That's good. Thank
God. I live my entire life as though it's being live streamed, because of course for me it is. All of this is happening in real time, and you know, we'll have a conversation. And sometimes I think, damn, it's a shame that wasn't broadcast, because that was good chat.
The highest definition live stream of all? Life itself.
That's right. That's probably where you got the big idea, right?
Yeah, it was. I take inspiration, like all things, from God.
Yeah. Oh, man, God is with us with every step we take.
God is the ultimate Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
Anyone tuning in right now is going to be very confused about what station they're on.
Can I say, just as a lowly comedian who doesn't really organise much and can't control a camera or anything like that, that Tim is doing a great service for the industry and for the punters who are left with no means of laughing. I understand it's been a grim month, and everyone's sort of in the doldrums, and no one's had a laugh for a long time.
Yeah, as we all know, when live stand-up comedy isn't happening, no one's able to laugh. It's just the desert.
That's
of
right.
Good vibes out there. So Guy and I are just trying to do our bit.
Well, you're doing a great service, and it is... You're producing it, so you're biased, and I wouldn't trust a word you say about it. Of course you're going to say it's going to be great, but me, I'm looking from the outside, and I'm saying, this is a hot ticket.
It's going to be a good time.
Close to, I would say. Now, they don't do this. They don't rank every show across every genre annually. But I'd say this is in the conversation. For every show that's happening, and I'm looking at the list of shows BFM are putting on, you've got Jonas, Policewoman, Orville Peck, you know, and it's nothing against these guys. But we're going to be in the top five shows happening in Auckland this year. The One Hour Fest, top five show of 2022.
Huge.
That's a beautiful soundbite to use right there. You can stick that in any advertising you do from now on, Tim.
Clip that up and put it on.
I don't want that repeated. I don't want people knowing I said that. Because I think this thing could be a real fizzer.
Hey, we're rolling the dice, but the risk is there. It's on the 28th of May. We haven't mentioned that yet. It's called One Off Fest, and it's on the 28th of May, which is a Saturday.
Yeah, it's on a Saturday night. And at 7 a.m. the next morning, you can get up to watch Liverpool face Real Madrid in the Champions League. Come over to my place in Mount Roskill. I got Spark Sport. I'll be watching it live.
What? That's a great double header.
Do you have a particular team of those
two
that you support?
No, I just like sports that are played at a high level.
Excellent. That is good to hear.
I like to watch people being good at their jobs.
Well, so I think do the BFM listenership, and I'm sure that's why they'll head off to One Off Fest. I have to ask you about Melbourne, though, Guy, because you've just been over there.
The cultural capital.
The cultural capital of Australasia, perhaps, arguably. Yeah. It could also be Auckland. But what was it like? How was it getting up on a stage and doing some comedy?
Oh, my God. It was, and I say this without exaggeration, one of the great months of my life.
That's lovely.
Unfortunately, at the time, I caught COVID-19 about 2 weeks before I went. But then when I went, it meant I was living for the first time in a long time without the specter of catching COVID-19 hanging over me. And because Australia lifted the lid and let COVID-19 out into their community sooner, I mean, you go over there, these guys do not give two hoots.
Oh, God.
People are walking around. And they're living their lives like it's 2019, but their phones are better. And I loved it. I got to do my show every night. I got to see a bunch of friends I haven't seen for 2 years. I would eat at these classy restaurants and I'd use the cutlery. And it was so good. It was honestly, and everyone was so funny. It was like so exciting. And then I came back here, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I feel like I'm retired. I've done nothing. I'm living a very good life for like a 70-year-old.
And so
it was fantastic. And that's why I think like One Off Fest is so important, because it is like, it's. I came back and the first thing I could book was a weekend of shows at the Classic, the comedy club, in the middle of June. And I got back at the end of April and I thought, gee whiz.
That's a long
time. I'm going to be insufferable to live with. And Chelsea, my partner, she hates it. I'm running gear on her. I'm doing all this material about how I'm a big ally. My big angle now is I say I'm an ally first and a comedian second. And she hates that.
That's surprising to me. Really, yeah. It is.
I know, because I think a woman would get right behind that concept.
It sounds like you have had a fruitful time in Melbourne, and then a bit of a crash landing. It's been hard out here. Like we can joke about it, but it is, and it continues to be hard. So things like this are going to be such a lovely evening
to
celebrate.
I can feel like there is a returning, the consumer confidence, and like people are returning to going to shows and getting comfortable like spending money to go to shows because they know the show's not going to get cancelled.
But inflation's through the roof, so spend your money today because those dollars are worth nothing in a week from now.
I keep hearing a lot of buzz about inflation.
Buy your ticket right now.
Yeah.
But wait.
The thing is, Tim, because we made up the idea of money.
Yeah, that's true.
So we should just put the value back down and we've solved the problem.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
I think that's a really good idea. One Off Fest. It's going to be huge. Two Hearts, I did just want to come. You're looking at this lineup here. You've got a lot of fantastic comedians, some of whom have had shows that have had to be cancelled and things like this. Two Hearts being one of those sort of crews. I love what they do.
Yes.
But do you want to just explain it? Because it's not your normal comedy stand-up set.
Oh, my God. I love Two Hearts so much. So Laura Daniel, who people probably know from TV, and her partner Joseph Moore, they formed, I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, this comedy pop duo.
Yeah.
And they're both incredible musicians and super funny. They've got, like, one of their songs that just rattles around in my head all the time is Slutty Ghost, which is a great track about a promiscuous, ethereal spirit going around getting hers. And like Joseph always has a rap verse in pretty much every song. He's genuinely really good.
Well, the production value is crazy high. I think what people underestimate with musical, because musical comedy gets a pretty bad rap, I think. Cause it's like if you can play
someone
music
with a guitar or something like that. If you play music, guys, that's really spectacular.
Yeah. If you play music, that's impressive. If you do comedy, that's impressive. But traditionally, if you put them together, everyone goes, boo. But these guys, it's crazy. It's like
they
put
on the most incredible shows during festivals. So we're going to have like a slice of that. That night. I don't know how we're going to stage the thing, because they have like dancers, crazy show, lights, like haze everywhere.
Their show last year, they had a backup choir. They had like 20 backup singers in choral robes. So they won't
there. Singing about dicks? Was it?
It was something lewd. I mean, it's not to my taste. I hate what those guys do. It's really below the belt. I'll be doing very clean comedy, just little quotidian observations about the world around me.
Nice. Keeping it classy, guy.
Like, why does a banana skin smell more like a banana than the banana itself?
I've brought a banana into the studio, folks. So Guy
so
is
I'm
now,
just going off the top
he's
of my head.
And scatting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell the folks at home where they can go and get tickets, Tim.
You got to go to qtheatre.co.nz. That's Q like the letter. Not like the British term for being in a line. It's just Q and then theatre, the way that we spell it, not the way the Americans spell it, which is to say R-E at the end, not E-R.
We say R-E, yes.
But you could just Google it as well. Off Fest.
And then I would say that the off is spelt O-F-F, because for a long time in my life, I used to think it was one of, which I think makes sense.
Splitting the nation. In fact, can we give away a double?
We can give away a double.
Can we do it in a special way?
Yes, we can.
Because I would love to conduct a poll. Do you think it is one off or one of? And maybe like text that in. And then we'll pick something.
I just like to say, even though Tim set up this poll, that it's less about what you know to be factually or grammatically correct, but more like instinctively, before you found out, what was your belief that it was?
I think that's a good...
Because I think yours is right. It is one off. But in my head, until you told me, I was always like, it's one off. It's one of.
We've got a question from the listeners. Is it all ages?
It's a good question.
Well, I'm 33, and I think some of the performers are as young as 24, so...
It's definitely a good...
I'm so sorry for coughing. I'm getting over COVID. But I'm going to say the answer to that question is, yes, it is all ages.
It is all ages, probably.
There's a bar, but just, like, don't go to the bar.
And bring along some earplugs for those lewd and crude performers, Two Hearts, because they'll be singing about dicks with a choir.
Yeah. So if you can handle that, I think maybe, all ages. It's a theatre, not a bar. So sweet as.
Yeah.
So if you would like to go, double pass to give away here. Remind us of the question again.
When you hear the phrase, and I don't know how to say it without colouring your perception, but like one off, do you hear one of, like with one F, or one off with two Fs? If you text that through to
5395 with your name and your B card number,
then we're going to give someone two steaming hot tickets to the show on the 28th of May. Yeah. But if you miss out, you can buy them for $35. It's pretty cheap.
And if you don't live in Auckland and you're listening from...
Motueka.
Yes.
You can stream it for just $15.
I was going to say Guadalajara.
Both, either. Anywhere with an internet connection.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Or, 4G or something.
Totally. Yeah.
Cool, all right.
I don't F with 4G.
So don't get him started.
One off or one of, chuck your B card number in there. We'll pick a winner very soon.
We'll be right back.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.